Speaking of your footy club, Treads, 5 minute fire is at it again. Trying to get some more headlines suggested.
Saw him yesterday.
Dual captaincy might be on offer. Now, nothing will happen until midway through pre-season.
Well, that's what they say.
In terms of any endorsement of whoever gets the gig. But surely such a strong traditional club as Port Adelaide, where the captain wears the number one Guernsey. And we mocked it and joked about it the other week, that there'd have to be a number one and a number 11. If there's co-captains, they won't go down that path.
I wouldn't have thought the board, who have done everything to unite the two effectively brands in Port Adelaide and the power through, you know, Magpies and the power through Port Adelaide, are going to go back to breaking with tradition. I don't think that's ever happened. You know, for a Sydney who's been successful, won two flags with dual captains, but on the day only one bloke gets to toss the coin. And really, you need one figurehead. You don't need two. You've already got enough. You've got a coach, you're a CEO. You know, you got your key pillars, your president, all those things, and a captain. I don't think so. And I think it's out of two people, and I hope it's Tom Jonas.
Ollie Wines and Tom
Jonas. I think that's clearly the case. And if Ollie was 12 months, 18 months, I still think he's unbelievably mature in a lot of areas of his footy. But I still think he's, and this is, don't mean this to be disrespectful, but I know when I thought I could get the captaincy and I was ready, I wasn't ready. And I think he's at that case where he could just learn a little bit more, make himself more consistent performer, because his footy's been in waves. Yeah. Like even this year, had a really good year, I think finished second in the BNF.
Yeah.
But there are periods of time when he really dropped off. I think you need to get that as level as possible at the highest level, like Travis Boak did, to be able to take on the rigours of skipper. So I think Jonas would clearly tick every box. Ruthless, defence, plays the way, holds people to account. And I think he's in that right age demo.
And he's in good form.
Well, you've got to be also the ability to get outside of yourself and get out of your own way.
Yeah.
And that's your own form. Right. And to be able to then, because it takes a strong character to critique somebody else when you're not playing well. And you've got to have that ability to be able to see things from a team point of view and not an individual point of view. And again, that's not a knock on all, but that's an age thing.
Yeah, it's just going to take time. And even if you speak to people close to him, you think, there's still some time.